In your article, you stress the point that staff members cannot make customers feel significant unless the staff members feel valued themselves.
Well, this is a view based on experience rather than a lot of data, but when you go into a Myer store, you don't feel the staff feel engaged with what they're doing, mm-hmm. and that reflects in the way they respond to customers. If the staff are made to feel important, as they are in an Apple store, they're far more inclined to make their customers feel important. They believe we're on an important mission together. They believe they're performing an important function within their organisation and that you're an important part of that function. A valued employee is going to value a customer, whereas an employee that's not valued is just a number, is going to treat the customer the same way.
So I have sensed that in the end it all comes back to organisational culture.
It does come back to culture. You've got to create a culture in which the staff of an organisation, and that starts with the owners of the business, behave in a way that believes the staff are significant and the customers are significant, that each and every customer is important to them. You know, there was that thing that Bob Ansett used to talk about in the early budget days, that each of his staff, his management, had to spend a day a month on a front counter in an airport.
Oh, really?
So they really understood what the customer was asking, what the customer was wanting, what issues the customer was having. And it also demonstrated they thought the customer was important and they had to perform in a way that showed they valued the customer. And everything about the budget model back in Bob Ansett's day was about making the customer feel important.
He might have suggested that to the Commonwealth Bank.
He might have suggested that to the Commonwealth Bank. Everybody wants to feel important. Everybody wants to feel that their money is valued.
So effectively creating that sense of significance is something you see as being a strategic competitive advantage.
Yeah, I mean in some senses I see as a core value, significance is a core value. We make our staff feel significant because we expect them to make our customers feel significant, and if you do, it is a competitive advantage. It's a competitive advantage every time you've got a comparison between a coffee shop that does table service and one that doesn't, between the restaurant that remembers your name and the one that doesn't.
Well, the sense of community you feel when you walk into Apple.
The sense of community, yeah, like you feel you're all on a team, you're all on this adventure together in this amazing treasure trove of whatever. And I don't like the Apple system of making you wait for service, but I can't see an alternative. I mean, they've got a limited number of staff and benches and things, and they don't know what the flow of people. But they make it as easy as possible to do that.
Yes.
And they call you by name and they set times. They don't say come back tomorrow or come back. They say come back at 3 o'clock and around 3. Another good example of this is going to a GP surgery and waiting 25 minutes. What he's saying to you is that his time is more important than your time. His time matters. He will tell you because some patients ran over. Well, if he'd spaced them in a way that wasn't so focused on his wallet, they wouldn't run over. But he spaces them in a way that runs the risk that it will also always make you wait. And that's, again, you feel insignificant. You go in there. And there is this way that doctors, GPs like to introduce themselves as Dr. So-and-so. That's also creating a sense of insignificance. I'm the important person here. You're the unimportant person here. I've got a title and you're not.
Yes.
Whereas they should be doing the opposite. They should be doing absolutely the opposite. And which GP do you feel closest to? The one that calls himself Doctor or the one that calls himself Stephen?